From WGCU News, I'm Ashley Lopez. Some studies indicate the rate of astigmatism among Hispanic children of Mexican descent is higher than in the general population. In young children, astigmatism, along with other vision problems, can go undetected. This sets some kids up for failure in school. To help tackle this problem, the Naples Children and Education Foundation launched its Children's Vision Initiative at Title I schools in Collier County. WGCU's Valerie Alker takes us aboard the Vision Bus.
The Vision Bus is an RV converted into a rolling eye clinic with all the bells and whistles. Kids squirm in the waiting area at the front. There's the optical shop, where a trained optician helps them choose the right frame for their face and prescription. And in the back, there's a state-of-the-art exam room.
Okay, if you had to pick one, which one's better now, one or two? Good. Three or four? Or the same. So three or four.
Today, the Vision Bus is parked at Avalon Elementary School in Naples. Julian, age 10 and in fourth grade, is being fitted for his first pair of glasses. He's farsighted.
I just try to back away because sometimes when I get up to TV, sometimes maybe I lose kind of like my sense of seeing. So sometimes I just get back like on the couch.
All 470 students at Avalon were screened. Julian is one of 82 who needed corrective lenses. School counselor Jen Johansson says it's very important to screen kids for vision problems early.
Depending on their developmental level, some might not even be sure that it's a vision problem because they have nothing to compare it to when they're little. And some may be too embarrassed or too shy to say anything. And it's nice that it's happening earlier in the year, because sometimes the teachers aren't aware and haven't picked up on everyone who might not be able to see the board clearly.
The Naples Children and Education Foundation, or NCEF, is screening every child in Collier County attending a Title I school, which are schools where the majority of students qualify for free or subsidized lunch. In Collier County, that's 20,000 kids in grades K through 12. If the numbers at Avalon reflect the norm, about 20% need some sort of vision correction. NCEF's Maria Jimenez says some have been coping in ways that could be harmful.
Some of the children do have glasses from a prior screening or other years, and we still evaluate them and examine them because we found many, many children maybe sharing glasses with someone else in the household, or brothers and sisters or cousins are sharing glasses, so there isn't a lot of awareness that prescriptions are very specific to a particular condition.
Dr. Jordan Brooks is the optometrist doing the thorough exam on kids who are identified as needing glasses during the screenings. He says he's been surprised by the number of strong prescriptions he's written.
You know, patients with, you know, just a lot of astigmatism and a lot of nearsightedness, or sometimes patients have a difference in one eye compared to the other, which can cause amblyopia or lazy eye. So that's important to catch that when they're younger.
And to make sure everyone sees their best, every day at school, each child receives two pair of eyeglasses. One pair remains in the classroom. NCEF's Maria Jimenez says the Vision Bus is slated to make its rounds annually.
So the idea is to triage as many kids as possible, get them the visual aids that they need, and then continue and stay with them and follow up throughout the upcoming years.
That's because as kids grow, their eyes change, and so do their prescriptions. The $1.5 million Children's Vision Initiative is one of two sponsored by NCEF. The other is a pediatric dental center housed at Edison College in Naples. It has a long waiting list for services. Jimenez says community partners are welcome. The foundation's signature fundraiser, the Naples Winter Wine Festival, is the last weekend in January. Valerie Alker, WGCU News.